engage the enemy of your mind. Wake up! Engage the enemy of your mind with the truth.
Welcome to Smell the Truth Radio, brought to you by smellthetruth.com. With your host, Dr. David Berman, and now your co-host, the coach, Rob Lotito.
And good afternoon, everybody. This is the coach, Rob Lotito, with you today. Let me ask you a question. Christian brother or sister, are you just worn out and tired? Is the enemy of your mind fighting you right now? Well, today we're listening to part two of a sermon done by Dr. David Berman at his church, CLF Church, where he talked about, are we weary? And he used some great scriptures and great context to really walk us through the Word of God as Christians. Maybe you're not a believer and you want to follow Jesus Christ. We encourage you to do so today. Just ask Christ into your heart and ask to follow him. Get a Bible, or if you need a Bible, you can write us. And if you're interested in talking to someone, maybe you want to email Dr. David Berman at drdavid@clfchurch.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Smell the Truth, or follow us on Facebook at Smell the Truth Radio. You can write us a letter at 116 Main Street, Marlborough, New Hampshire, 03455. We are Smell the Truth Radio. You can find us on the website at smellthetruth.com. We want to encourage you today to walk with Jesus and fight through these hard times that are facing us in America as Christians. And now, part two of Dr. David Berman's sermon on Are We Weary?
And David writes these words, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Don't you feel that right now? You may have a personal issue that you feel that in. But as a nation, don't you feel that? Don't you feel, I don't know if you feel it, I feel in my spirit, I can't explain it. I feel in my spirit, there's an increase of oppression in the spiritual realm. I don't explain it to you. Some people are going about their daily lives and business and everything, and they just have no clue what's happening. I see it. I see it in the spirit. I can't explain it to you. I feel it. I feel it in the spirit. I felt it for years. I've been warning about this for years and years and years. People say to me, why do you say these things? And I said, I don't want to say these things. But I felt it. And I've always felt for a number of years now sort of a closing in of an enemy that is sort of doing this and encircling the land in which I am a pastor in. And I think David is saying, how are they that have increased the trouble? Many of them that rise up against me. He's feeling this, the reality of the betrayal and the fact that now in what used to be the land that he knew, which walked with God and respected the authority of God, doesn't no longer respect the authority of God. But it's turned on the authority of God and God's delegated authority. And clearly in our nation, we have turned as a nation on the authority of God, and we have turned on God's delegated authority. If you're a preacher now, you are probably of the lowest opinion of most of these people, particularly in government. Many are they that rise up against me. Many are they which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. That screams at me. It screams out at me. People will say, there's no help for you in your God. You think your God's going to change anything? I've heard that. You ever heard that? You think your God's going to save you now? And hear this little word that you find often in the scripture. But thou, O Lord, but Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter of mine head. This is a picture, very powerful picture, because what happens to you when you are downtrodden? What happens to you when you are done, when you are weary, when you've been betrayed, whatever it may be? What happens to you? What happens to your head? You just... Did that naturally happen to you? But thou, O Lord, art a lifter of my head. God has the ability, if you will open your heart. Now, if you've been betrayed emotionally, personally, or concerning what I'm talking about corporately as a country and as a body, you know, of Christ being in this country now where they betrayed the things of God, whatever it may be, and your head is down, God will reach down and grab your chin and lift your head up. Because your hope is not found down here where there is hell. Your hope is found in the name of the Lord. Whatever your situation, whatever your circumstance, and you say, well, Pastor, you don't know. I don't know. I don't have to know. But I know this. I know my Redeemer lives. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof is destruction. And when you trust in things that are not of God, you will falter. But God will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will not. You say, I've struggled through things. He hasn't left you. This is a tough world we live in, a sinful world, a fallen world. And we are here for a reason. And that reason is to be a light of His glory, even in the midst of difficulty, trials, temptations, and even betrayal. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of mine head. I cried unto the Lord my voice. He heard me out of His holy hill. Listen, I laid me down and I slept. I slept. When you've been betrayed, when you are weary, what's the last thing you can do? Sleep. You can't sleep. How can you sleep? But somehow, David, with all these men that have risen up against him, running away, trying to, you know, get his bounds, get his boundaries, figure out where he was at and how he can somehow resist this, he laid down to sleep. And I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. And then the proclamation that David makes in the midst of this betrayal and this difficulty is, I will not be afraid of 10,000 of people who have set themselves round about me. I will not. And I will tell you, I will not be afraid to speak the word of God, though 10,000 of government officials stand around me. Though people revile me, though they threaten my livelihood, I will not. You've been betrayed, you want to run. You know, the first thing you want to do when you're betrayed, you want to give up. That's it. I'm going to run over to the devil and hang around with him for a while. It's not going to work. It's not going to work, man. It's not going to work. Your contentment can only be found in Christ when you allow yourself to be content in Him. If you're looking for Christ plus, fill in the blank, to give you peace, you'll never have peace. Because there is no Christ plus anything. He is the Savior of the world, the all in all. There is nothing else that gives you life. No one else, nothing else. And then he rises and he says, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. He makes the proclamation. He says very clearly in his proclamation, I no matter what I see, no matter how I see I've been betrayed, no matter how all these people around me, they're coming at me, all this stuff I see happening, whatever I see in my, and I can apply it today, whatever I see the Supreme Court say or not say, the president say or not say, whatever they do to the White House or don't do, my God is still on the throne. And I will walk with Christ, and Christ will be the victor. Because there will be a great day of reckoning for all of this stuff. And salvation is found in the name of the Lord only. When the politicians get up, as they have done recently, those running for president like Hillary Clinton, who said to us, if you have a religious view that is against abortion and gay marriage, your view is going to have to change. Really? I don't think so. Really? Hillary's going to tell me what my view is going to be? And Barack Obama said the same thing. Your view is going to change. No, my friends, your view is going to change. And if it don't change now, it's going to change in the end. When you stand before God and he says, I never knew you, you worker of iniquity. Your view will change. Mine will not. I ask you today, in the context of what we've seen in our nation, but not just that context, in the context if you have been personally injured, betrayed, maybe it's happened years ago, or recently, but in that context of what's happened in the nation, but also personally, I ask you, are you tired? Are you weary from life? Are you weary from the spiritual battle? Are you getting sort of an attitude that says, it's time for me. I'm sick of serving others. Time for me to be happy. You ever get that attitude? It's my time now to be happy. It's a very dangerous attitude. Or perhaps you're worn out, or we're worn out from our betrayal of ourselves. Have you ever betrayed yourself? In other words, you hold a certain ideal that you know to be true, and yet you've betrayed your own ideal because you've betrayed yourself. We're all hypocritical. We've betrayed ourselves.
You're listening to Dr. David Berman give a intense message at CLF Church. We would love for you to continue to listen to part two of this sermon, but we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. SmellTheTruth.com is the official site for Smell the Truth Radio. You will find information as well as articles from Dr. David Berman. SmellTheTruth.com is all about truth. Dr. Berman engages the enemy of your mind with the truth of God's Word, explaining not only biblical principles for our lives of faith, but also how the Judeo-Christian principles apply to the principles of liberty as seen in the founding philosophy of America. At SmellTheTruth.com, you can sign up for Dr. Berman's monthly email articles, as well as listen to archive radio shows. If you're interested in booking Dr. Berman for a speaking event, you may also contact him through SmellTheTruth.com. SmellTheTruth.com, disseminating the truth throughout the world.
Today's Liberal Logic Moment. This Liberal Logic Moment brought to you by SmellTheTruth.com.
Our liberal logic moment, Pastor, comes for us this time, not from a so-called Democrat or the so-called progressive that we usually go after. There was a debate on our conservative news channel network, which we all know is known as Fox.
Yep.
And fill us in. Megyn Kelly said something to Donald Trump, right. Took a position on women as if Donald Trump was some type of woman abuser with language and stuff. And he may be. I don't know, but Give us a little bit why this logical moment is brought to you by a conservative situation, maybe.
Yeah. Let's first of all, let me make clear, I'm not endorsing Donald Trump. In fact, I'm not voting for Donald Trump. But I just found it quite interesting when listening to the debate when Megyn Kelly was insinuating quite strongly that somehow Donald Trump is objectifying women and how awful that is. Now, again, I'm not carrying the water for Donald Trump.
Yeah, you're not defending the situation.
No, right. I want to make the point that Megyn Kelly brought up this sort of war on women nonsense that we've been hearing from the Democrats for all these years, and on the objectification of women, when Megyn Kelly herself has no credibility concern, since she did a big sexy photo shoot in very sexually subjective clothing and in looks. If you look at the pictures or online, they're not nudes. Okay, we're not saying that.
Right.
But they're extremely suggestive. And if that is not objectifying women, especially objectifying yourself as a woman, then I don't know what is. She did that for the purpose of furthering her career. And she is no one to talk about anybody else objectifying women. It was just hypocrisy. And although Megyn Kelly, I don't think anybody would call her like a super liberal. She tends to be, I think, socially liberal in many ways. But clearly this was absolute absurdity to bring up the war on women by objectifying women that she accused Trump of when she herself was doing sexy photo shoots to advance her career. And if that's not objectifying yourself, I don't know what is. Megyn, come on now.
SmellTheTruth.com.
We continue now with this intense sermon on Are You Weary? With Dr. David Berman.
You feel like giving up because you've been betrayed, or you betrayed yourself, or whatever it may be. Have you felt any of these things that David felt ever in your life? I know I have. Galatians 6:7 says this, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall reap of his flesh corruption. He that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And if we therefore... as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially to them who are of the household of faith. Do not be weary in well-doing." 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, since you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Hebrews 10:36, For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. In Ephesians 6:13, "Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day. Having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having the breastplate of righteousness, having the feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." My friends, we're told over and over again, do not be weary, do not be weary, do not be weary. Stand, stand. Having done all you can to stand, stand. Have you done everything you can? Stand. Do not be weary. Do not give up. Do not give up. Do not give up. Two churches mentioned in Revelation that did not get a rebuke, and they are the Philadelphia church and the Smyrna church. It says in Revelation 2, "Unto the angel of the church of Smyrna write, these things say the first and the last, who was dead and is alive. I know your works in tribulation and poverty, but you are rich. And I know the blasphemy of them who say they are Jews, but are the synagogue of Satan," talking about those who were Jews who were persecuting them. Revelation 2:10, "Fear none of these things which you will suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you in prison, that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." These 10 days may mean a literal 10 days, or they may just be symbolic of a short amount of time. We look at the early church, we look at people like Polycarp, who was a personal disciple of the Apostle John. As an old man, he was the bishop of the church in Smyrna in Asia Minor, which is present-day Turkey. Persecution against the church had broken out, and believers were being fed to wild beasts in the arena, as Jesus prophesied would happen. And Polycarp was brought before the proconsul, and then proconsul urged him, saying, "Swear, and I will set thee at liberty. Reproach Christ, and I will send you at liberty." The proconsul said, "Deny your faith, deny Christ, swear against him, and I will give you freedom to live." Polycarp at 86 years old. Excuse me, over 86 years old, because he said, "In 86 years have I served him. And he has never did me injury. How then can I blaspheme my King and Savior?" And after repeat threatenings in which Polycarp sought to witness to the proconsul said to him, "I will cause thee to be consumed by fire, seeing that you despise the wild beast and will not repent." In other words, I threatened you with wild beast, you wouldn't repent. I'm going to burn you with fire now. Where have we seen that before? Daniel chapter 3, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. "I will not worship the false god." For how many years have I been telling you of the wimpiness of the church in America? For how many years have I been talking to you about pastors who will not stand up? About people who can't even get off their backsides. And I wanted to say something else and get to church in the morning, because it's too much hassle. It's my only day off. Really? Yet we have men like Polycarp who say, "Listen, I'm not going to relent in my faith in Jesus Christ." He threatened to burn him. Well, testimony was of this event, historical testimony was that they put him on a stake, they went to burn him, and they couldn't get him on fire. That's the testimony of history. That's the same thing that happened in Daniel chapter 3. Now, that's not biblical testimony, but it's historical testimony. Do I have any problem believing that's possible? None whatsoever. And then they end up stabbing him to death. He would not relent in his faith. Do you think that the Church of Jesus Christ in America has that kind of faith? Do you? Polycarp threatens. He said this. He said, "Thou threatest me with fire which burns for an hour, and after a little is extinguished. But you are ignorant of the fire that's coming in judgment of the eternal punishment reserved for the ungodly." Then he said to him, "Why tarriest thou?" In other words, what are you waiting for? "Bring forth what you will." The kind of Christians that have that attitude are the ones who change the world. Someone said to me recently, said, "Pastor Dave, you know it was only 12 men that changed the world. 12 men changed the world." They said, "We have a lot of Christians in this country." I said, "Yes." And I said, "You know, I've preached that myself, but I began to think about that recently. It wasn't just 12 men that changed the world. It was 12 ordinary men that God made extraordinary." Do we have 12 men who are extraordinary? I think the church needs to wake up. And what the devil meant for evil, perhaps, maybe the thing that wakes up, figuratively speaking, 12 extraordinary men. In other words, men that will rise up and will be like the apostles. And I'm praying for a lot more than 12. So when you're tired, we may be tired. We may have tears that run like a river. We may get weary from what's going on in our nation or personal issues. We may at times want to give up, and we may be self-absorbed, and we may feel betrayed, and life can be rough. There's no question about it, but I say to you this, don't give up. Fight the good fight. Win the lost. Make disciples. Serve the Lord. Bring glory to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And remember, through all the spiritual battles, the fatigue and the resistance, God is still God. And if you know Him, you are still an eternal child of the Most High. And in the end, God shall show victory, not just for Him, but for you. Make a decision today that you will fight for the souls of men and women. That you will be committed to the house of God, the church, one another, and be committed to the mission of the Great Commission. And no matter what they say, we will go forth and minister the gospel to the lost. That is the call. That is the mission. And I will guarantee this. Jesus will never betray you.
A great and intense sermon on how we need to kind of pick ourselves up, get in the Word of God, and follow Jesus for what He wants us to do in His fight, because it's not our fight, it's His. We love for you to get in touch with us at smellthetruth.com for more information. But Dr. David Berman wants you to know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior today. He's the host of Smell the Truth Radio, and he's doing this so that we can inform you as a Christian, make you stronger. But maybe you stumbled on us today and you want to know more about Jesus. Dr. David would like to share with you how to personally get in touch with him today. I thank you. This is the coach, Rob Lotito, for listening to Smell the Truth Radio. And now we close with Dr. David Berman.
Thank you for listening to this message. I'm Dr. David Berman, the senior pastor here at Christian Life Fellowship. If you have questions, are looking for a church, or need spiritual help, please feel free to call and ask for me personally. The number is 603-352-9471. Thank you, and God bless you.
SmellTheTruth.com.